the rest of the story. Benjamin T. Montgomery was a successful Southern businessman, even though the Confederacy was going down in flames. While the Civil War was drawing to a bloody close and fellow Southerners were starving, Ben's general store in Mississippi prospered. While many planters and their plantations were losing money, Ben bought and sold crops wisely, and he got rich. Then came General Lee's surrender at Appomattox. Suddenly the South was up for grabs, but Ben Montgomery's fondest dream was about to come true. And that brings us to the rest of the story. One day Joe paid a call on Ben. Joe said, "I know you've had your eye on Briarfield for a long time. Are you still interested?" Well, the question practically answered itself, because the 800-acre Briarfield estate, which belonged to Joe's brother, was a wonderful piece of property. And while many plantations yielded maybe one bale of cotton an acre, Briarfield produced nearly two. In fact, the fertile soil of Briarfield grew goldenrod so enormous that you could actually make walking canes out of the stalks. So Ben Montgomery answered, sure, he was interested in Briarfield, but why would Joe's brother ever want to sell? And Joe looked away as though searching for an answer, and at last he confided, "My brother is in jail." The Union boys got him. Well, Ben could scarcely believe it. At once an ironic picture emerged in his mind. With the slaves free and the owner in shackles, the once prosperous plantation could no longer support itself. And the longer Ben pondered such good farming land going to waste, the more angry he got. "Why don't you take over Briarfield?" Ben asked Joe. Now, Joe had his hands full with his own property, but seeing as how Ben was a family friend, Joe's brother wanted him to have first refusal. Ben asked how much. Joe said $300. Ben answered, "Deal," and the men shook hands. Now, Benjamin T. Montgomery had bought himself a plantation. The transaction of which you've just learned was remarkable for more than one reason, and especially for this one. Until the end of the Civil War, Ben had been a slave. A slave on the properties of Joe and his brother. Literate, intelligent, he won the complete trust of the plantation owners. He was permitted to own and to operate his own general store on one of the estates, where he sold merchandise to free, white, and black slave alike. He was allowed to purchase crops and sell them at a profit, and he was put in charge of the properties when the owners were absent. And so it was that when the war was over, Briarfield was threatened with bankruptcy. The now wealthy former slave bought the land upon which he had once served. And one thing more, Joe's brother, the incarcerated former master of Briarfield, was released after 2 years in military prison. He retired to live on a neighboring plantation, gratified, it is said, that his old friend and one-time slave, Ben Montgomery, was now his neighbor and was at last the master of the old Briarfield estate, the beloved plantation which had belonged to the President of the Confederate States of America, Joe's brother, Jefferson Davis. Now you know the rest of the story.